From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Defense Department said U.S. warplanes Monday launched strikes against Islamic State targets around the Libyan coastal city Sirte, requested by North African country's UN-backed National Unity Government, known as the Government of National Accord, or GNA. Peter Cook is a Pentagon spokesman.
These are targets that the GNA, as we've indicated, has already made progress on the ground, significant progress on the ground against ISIL in the Sirte area. But they're precision targets which they've asked for our assistance with, in which they have had more trouble. These are targets, for example, I can detail today, one of the targets struck today was a tank.
Cook said the tank directly challenged GNA-aligned forces and indiscriminately targeted civilians. Another strike hit two IS vehicles. He also said it's the start of a sustained campaign to back Libyan forces as they conduct operations against Islamic State. The head of the Libyan Presidency Council, Fayez Sarraj, said the operations are to be in a specific time frame and not to exceed the city of Sirte and its suburbs. He said there will be no combat military presence on the ground. The U.S. defense spokesman said the strikes will continue to target IS forces in Sirte to enable the GNA to make a decisive strategic advance to help deny IS a safe haven in Libya. Police in Zimbabwe Monday arrested a top official of a veterans association after the group criticized longtime President Robert Mugabe, describing him as a dictator, blaming him for widespread corruption as the country reels into harsh economic conditions. Scores of veterans gathered, some singing, others criticizing police action. The Secretary General of the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association is the second official of the group to be detained. This is VOA News. A Russian